The Northern Arapaho elders have long searched for a way to teach the Arapaho language. They also want to educate people about how the University of Wyoming campus is part of the tribe's original homeland. Now, they've collaborated with University of Wyoming faculty and students to create a game for the iPhone. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner gave the game a try. I walked to the Native American Research Center on the University of Wyoming's campus. I'm meeting Phineas Kelly, an anthropology doctoral student who plans to show me this new game called Arapaho Language App. This is a place-based app that uses geolocation to advance in the game. I'm looking forward to seeing it because even though I'm Northern Arapaho and my grandma spoke our language fluently, I don't know how to speak it. Kelly is indigenous Rapa Nui of Easter Island and is the app's creator. He says the game works like Pokemon Go. He brings out his iPhone and opens up the app.
Arapaho, because the intent of the game is to give people the experience of the UW campus as actually being Arapaho land, which it still is. Mm-hmm.
Then he reads to me.
Welcome, this is Arapaho land. The earth, the plants, animals, and everything from the breath of the wind to the warmth of the sun are alive. Go find Badger.
Where is Badger?
Badger's right over there.
We start walking and I find out that Badger is an important animal because of his connection to the roots of the earth. Badger finds us and we are notified on the screen. Then we learned how to say Badger.
Wah-ah is considered an especially powerful animal because of its command over both the space above the earth and the space below it. Wah-ah is ceremonially important because of his digging ability and said to be the possessor of the medicinal roots that grow below the earth.
After we meet Badger and collect the medicine, we walk across campus to find Crow and learn about what respect means to the Arapaho people. Crow flies above Prexy's pasture, and Kelly reads out loud.
Once you learn to respect yourself, then you will truly be able to respect other people. And when your thoughts, words, and actions towards yourself and others show respect, then you will be respected. Do you hear? Do you understand?
After learning about the Arapaho traditional values of respect from Crow, we find a cottonwood tree to sit under to collect more medicine.
Anyway, I want to read this to you because it's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Then I learn how stars come from the earth through the cottonwood trees, because the spirit of the night sky asks the wind to shake the branches to release the stars into the sky.
So if you just take any, cottonwood branch, basically, we'll have to find a drier one, but the stars are actually right inside.
Oh my God. That is amazing.
When he broke apart the cottonwood branch, there was a star right in the center. After learning about different plants and animals, we collect our medicine and try to find Grandmother to complete this level of the game. Robin Lopez teaches Arapaho at the University of Wyoming, and she worked with the elders of the Arapaho tribe to make the application as precise as possible. She says that the elders have grown more accepting of using new technology to teach the language in recent years.
So the elders are super on board now. They like the students having access to things, but now they're so excited about this that they want more. So they want this same thing, this place-based app, multiple places. So they would like it to go with each school on the reservation. So that's like a potential future path for this.
She says that it's important to build spaces for the language to reside because there are only 200 people who speak Arapaho fluently today. Language revitalization is an intergenerational task, and she is one of the 200 fluent Arapaho speakers. Hello, I am Hisesi Nibe, Robin Lopez. I am a teacher at the University of Wyoming. Back out on the university campus with the app, we have finished the first stage. At the end of the first level, you find Grandmother and can give her all the medicine that you've collected. Then you can listen to her story. Phineas holds up the phone to my ear so I can hear.
At the beginning of Plymouth Rock, of the Mayflower, of the three ships, Columbus, and was the beginning of our demise. And I remember when I was in ninth grade and I was getting excited about being in high school, I opened my history book. The first sentence, Native Americans were savages. What was I supposed to think of myself? I'm a savage? I don't think so. I didn't make good grades in history.
Language is a vital part of the Northern Arapaho culture. Through games and technology, we are seeing a new generation exposed to the values and language of the Arapaho. Hachinahabethan. That means goodbye.